Genesis chapter 46. So Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba, and offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. Then God spoke to Israel in the visions at night, and said, "Jacob, Jacob." And he replied, "Here I am." Then he said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation there. I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will surely bring you back again. Joseph's own hand will close your eyes." So Jacob left Beersheba. The sons of Israel carried Jacob their father, their children, and their wives in the wagons Pharaoh had sent to transport him. They also took their cattle and their goods that they had acquired in the land of Canaan and came to Egypt, along with Jacob and all his descendants. His sons, grandsons with him, his daughters and his granddaughters, and all his descendants he brought with him to Egypt. These are the names of the sons of Israel who came to Egypt: Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn. The sons of Reuben: Hanak, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Simeon: Jemuel, Jamim, Ohad, Jason, Zoar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman. The sons of Levi: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Judah: Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Issachar: Tola, Puva, Yob, and Shimron. The sons of Zebulun: Sered, Elon, and Jahleel. These were the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Padan-Aram, along with his daughter Dinah. Altogether his sons and his daughters numbered 33. The sons of Gad: Ziphion, Haggi, Shuni, Ezbon, Eri, Arodi, and Arali. The sons of Asher: Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, Beria, and Sarah their sister. The sons of Beria: Heber and Malkiel. These were the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah his daughter. These she bore to Jacob, 16 in all. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife: Joseph and Benjamin. To Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, the priest of On, bore to him. The sons of Benjamin: Bela, Becher, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman, Ahi, Rosh, Mumpim, Hupim, and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, who were born to Jacob, 14 in all. The sons of Dan: Hushim. The sons of Naphtali: Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shillem. These are the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban gave to Rachel his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob, 7 in all. All the descendants who came with Jacob to Egypt, who were his direct descendants, were 66, not including the wives of Jacob's sons. Joseph had 2 sons who were born to him in Egypt, so there were 70 in all of the descendants of the house of Jacob who came to Egypt. Now Jacob sent Judah before him to Joseph, to lead the way before him to Goshen. So they arrived in the land of Goshen. Then Joseph prepared his chariot and went to meet Israel his father in Goshen. When he presented himself to him, he fell and wept on his neck for a good while. Then Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die, since I have seen your face, that you are still alive." Then Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's household, "I will go and tell Pharaoh, 'My brothers and my father's household, who were in the land of Canaan, have come to me. The men are shepherds, for they have been keepers of livestock. They have brought their flocks and herds and everything that they own.' So when Pharaoh summons you, asking, "What is your occupation?" you should tell him, "Your servants have been keepers of livestock from our youth, even until now, both we and our fathers, so that you may live in the land of Goshen, for the Egyptians despise shepherds."